Mr. President, members of council, as you remember, early in April, we had sent an application to the State Office of Planning Coordination for us to receive a $10,000 grant to assist in the cost of our comprehensive land use plan, a review and update. And there were a number of concerns brought by yourselves that about whether or not the state would try to influence our plan if we had in fact received these grant dollars. So I conveyed your concerns to the planning office, and Brian Hall sent a letter back.
I think we all got a copy of that, or did?
You have a copy of this?
Well, we had one on our desk, I think.
Okay. Well, I just wanted you to have the letter so you could, so you could make a decision as to whether or not you'd like to provide the resolution that's required to make this grant application official.
As I pointed out when we first discussed this, this money has been set aside for governments that are in need of funding. I think that if we take this money, it could possibly exclude a more needy municipality or other government that otherwise may not have $10,000 laying around to help them with their comprehensive land use plan. The fact that the state's trying to convince us that they're not going to interfere, you know, that's one issue. But as I said before, I just think, you know, Frankfurt or Selbyville or somebody else, there's only 15 of these grants. At the time, 9, I think, had already been used.
8.
Eight.
Yes, sir.
So since then, many others have been used, but that's my position. I just don't think we need it, and I'd rather see some of the local municipalities in my jurisdiction get it.
I hate to disagree with Mr. Phillips, but I thought last week I heard that we're under financial restraints. We've lost $9 million potentially from this transfer taxes, and I think that it would be make sense for us to do to take this application and take this money. I mean, I don't see any reason. It seems to me the big fear is they're going to tell us to do something.
Well, they may still have comments once our plan is approved.
Have comments no matter what.
Right. Got that right.
So, you know, whether or not this letter does not imply approval of our comp plan as proposed, but it simply is to imply that the state only reserves one right, which is to not fund the grant if we don't produce a comp plan at all. Well, but they will make comments
They may have some constructive comments. They may have some positive comments.
That's for you to decide.
For us, that's exactly right. So for us,
that's okay.
But I'm just saying, right? But
good
not job, to take man. The $10,000 because they might have some comments out there. That just seems.
They're going to make the comments whether we take.
That's
the
right.
$10,000.
Exactly.
But last
exactly.
week, last week sure. we weren't able to fund a project here in this county because of. Something that's going to happen at the legislature, and here we're getting a gift for $10,000, and we're sounding like we're so affluent now we don't have to worry about it. So I don't. It sounds like we're being wishy-washy on this issue. So I think we ought to accept this because the atmosphere and the environment of the transfer tax is drying up, and we ought to do and take whatever we can if it's available.
Have you read the letter? You don't need to read the letter.
Yes.
Do you have a motion?
I don't have a motion.
All
what
right.
what I was trying to do was. I would need to offer a motion to propose a resolution from the council asking the state planning office to receive our application for the $10,000 grant, because I sent the application in, but it's not valid without your resolution.
I'll make that motion that we have a resolution supporting his letter and application.
I know it's going to happen. I have a motion, Mr. Cole.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Jones, to adopt a resolution.
I'm sorry. I had the resolution at the meeting 2 meetings ago. I'm sorry. I had the wording for that, but it's standard generic resolution wording. I can bring it back. Authorizing us to move forward with the application.
That's a motion. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Now,
yes.
Discussion.
Yes, discussion, Mr. Phillips.
Why would you suppose the state is so anxious for us to have this?
Oh, they're not. They're not.
They went to the trouble to write this letter. I mean,
because I asked for it. Because you asked. You gentlemen expressed a concern to me. That day, I immediately responded back to the state planning office with your concerns. And Brian assured me that wasn't the case. And I said, well, I'm going to need that in writing. And he sent me a letter.
Right.
Well, We call them, then he calls.
Yeah.
I voted, I think, Mr. Dukes.
You voted yes. Mr. Phillips?
I voted no, between the fact that there may be other more worthy governments that need this money, and the fact that I still, you know, I do believe that the state is offering this money in a way that could come back to haunt us.
Mr. Rogers? From the letter I wrote and discussion we had last week, and we asked them, they didn't ask us, I'd support in that revision because it says there's no strings attached, and then we can give them the money back if we don't like it. I say yes. Mr. Jones?
I vote yes also.
I will vote yes. Reluctantly, I guess I will vote yes, but if Mr. Phillips says if there's a municipality that needs it worse than we do, I think we ought to be willing to give return it to them if they need it.
I agree.
I vote yes. Motion's passed.
Thank you, gentlemen. Also, for your consideration this morning, I have two requests from municipalities for their annual draw on our budget for municipal police equipment. The first being the town of Fenwick Island, who would like to request a full draw of their $25,000 allotment this year for the purchase of a new 2007 patrol vehicle with all the accessories for the vehicle. And if you want to make it all one motion, the town of Bridgeville is asking for exactly the same thing, their full $25,000 draw for the purchase of a new police vehicle.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by... Mr. Rogers, to give $25,000 from the law enforcement grant to Fenwick Island and Bridgeville for the purchase of a vehicle for each one of their municipalities. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Mr. Hudson.
Mr. Hudson.